For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. China has said it will abide by a new UN resolution to restrict oil exports to North Korea, while also suspending textile imports from there. The resolution was adopted last week after North Korea carried out its largest ever nuclear test on September the 3rd. The measures take effect from Saturday. The resolution requires a halt to the export of liquefied natural gas and gas condensate to the DPRK from Saturday, and exports of refined oil will be limited from next month. A ban on textile imports from North Korea also comes into effect on Saturday. Chinese President Xi Jinping has overseen the latest session of the Central Commission for Integrated Military and Civilian Development, which he also heads. The session has stressed innovation to ensure that China can independently produce core products and its own key defense technologies. It has also called for reforms in defense science, technology, and industry, saying this will be needed to break institutional barriers and create a fair environment for competition. It says that new technologies need to be embraced, including cloud computing, big data, and the Internet of Things to make logistics more efficient. The session has also adopted plans for the development of defense science, technology, and industry. The former chairman of China's insurance regulator has been expelled from the Communist Party of China and dismissed from public office for corruption and violating the party's code of conduct. The CPC discipline agency says Xiang Zhongbo was found to have attended lavish banquets and have long engaged in superstitious activities. He was also accused of refusing to cooperate with the party's investigation, failing to report personal information, and trading power for sex. Chinese scientists say they've discovered two areas on the seabed in the South China Sea where so-called combustible ice is exposed. The two sites are at a depth of 1,100 meters. Combustible ice usually exists in deep sea sediment or tundra areas, which have the high pressure and low temperatures necessary for its stability. Chinese authorities successfully collected combustible ice samples in the South China Sea back in May after discovering the substance there in 2007. Combustible ice can be ignited like solid ethanol. 1 cubic meter of combustible ice is said to be the equivalent of 164 cubic meters of regular natural gas. The Chinese authorities say they will apply to the UN Food and Agricultural Organization to list an ancient farming technique as a globally important agricultural heritage system, an equivalent of the UN World Heritage status. Freshwater pearl farming originated close to 1,000 years ago in East China's Zhejiang and was spread overseas in the 18th century. The technique was added to China's list of most important agricultural heritage in July. The Philippine Presidential Palace has issued a statement welcoming a recent poll that shows most Filipinos approve of President Duterte's anti-drug campaign. The survey conducted by the U.S. think tank, the Pew Research Center, shows that 86% of Filipinos have a favorable view of their leader. The same survey also reveals 62% of Filipinos believe the government is making progress in its campaign against illegal drugs. The campaign since Duterte's rise to power over a year ago has seen substantial progress. Official figures show in the past 2 months, over 100,000 drug personalities were arrested, with close to 4,000 armed suspects killed. An Air China flight filled with aid for Cuba has arrived in the wake of Hurricane Irma. The first plane, loaded with 86 tons of relief materials, including tents, generators, folding beds, blankets, water pumps and lights, arrived in Cuba on Friday. China's ambassador to Cuba says three more flights will also be arriving in the coming days. The 9-member team from the Red Cross Society of China is also on the ground in Cuba to help distribute the aid to the affected areas. And the effects of Hurricane Maria are now starting to come to light in the Caribbean. Puerto Rico took a huge hit after the storm slammed into the U.S.-controlled island with winds of up to 250 kilometers per hour, cutting power and communications across the island of 3.4 million people. At least 6 people are confirmed dead in Puerto Rico. Maria has also been blamed for at least 15 deaths on the island of Dominica in the eastern Caribbean. The massive storm, which hit Puerto Rico as a Category 5 hurricane on Thursday, has now pushed past the Turks and Caicos Islands and is slowly starting to lose power as it makes its way into the North Atlantic. Iran has successfully launched a ballistic missile with a range of 2,000 kilometers. The successful test launch of the missile, Khorram Shah, came just hours after it was unveiled during a military parade in Tehran. It said the missile was launched late Friday, but gave no further details. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.